Podium Audio presents The Witchwood Boys Are Trending, Book 1 of The Witchwood Boys, written by C.M. Stunich, performed by Brooke Daniels and Troy Duran. This audiobook contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Prologue. Brooks. Pussy, of course. What the fuck sort of answer were you expecting? Tanner laughs as he unrolls the bloody skin on the wooden surface of our dining table. My lips twitch in annoyance, but where else is he supposed to do his work? Going outside at night is a death sentence. That's what you miss the most about home, I repeat, trying not to let my judgment show in my words. Tanner will notice, and it'll start a fight. I've got better things to do than put the other two men in my coven in their places. Sex? Tanner flicks his tongue against the corner of his mouth, lifting blue-gray eyes to mine. He isn't smiling anymore. I never smile. We're on the same page then. That's not what you asked, Brooks. He grabs his fleshing knife with both hands, putting the silver blade against the meaty hide in front of him. And that's not what I meant. You asked us what was the hardest thing to give up. I answered honestly. Didn't say I was proud of it. He pauses, and that easy smile of his clicks back on. I've done my fair share of whoring around. All I want now is a woman to call my own. The scrape of his metal blade is loud in the quiet of the cottage. Outside, something screams. Not unusual. These woods are always screaming. Would you shut the hell up? Marlowe doesn't look up from his task, grinding the bone of some night-walking monster against a stone. His leather-clad knees are splayed around it, the black, pointed hat on his head dripping with wooden charms, tiny potion bottles and teeth. Glowing mushrooms sprout from the brim, causing the hat to sag on one side. I don't want to hear your fairy tale shit tonight. Tanner shoves the knife ruthlessly against the hide, spattering blood on his face. He smirks with scarred lips as he slides his gaze over to Marlowe, and I narrow my eyes at them both. Better things to do, remember? I'll give her everything I have. My heart, my soul, my body. He pauses, releasing the fleshing knife with one hand to squeeze the front of his leather pants. My dick. It's all hers, this future woman of mine. The wolf ears on Tanner's hat prick up in challenge. I'll find myself a wife. Most difficult game I've ever stalked, but I haven't failed to hunt yet. Marlowe sneers in disgust. I'm even less amused. You'll never find love in these tainted woods. It's a statement of fact, but it comes out sounding like a command. I wasn't such a hard-edged dick before I came here, swear to God. I worked two jobs, drove a blue Chevy pickup, played baseball. A scoff slips past my lips as I rub a hand over my mouth. I stand up from the overstuffed armchair by the fire, casting a horrible shadow on the ceiling. My dark silhouette has antlers that stretch across the curved walls of the room like an unwanted embrace. How the fuck do you know that? Tanner responds with a quirk of his lips. The rhythmic scrape of his fleshing knife resumes as he cleans the hide of an animal that doesn't exist outside of this place. The next person we run into will be the love of my life. That, or I'll let him go. I can promise you that. I step closer to the fire, using a wooden spoon to check the mixture that's bubbling in the cauldron. The lid of another pot clatters as the stew inside overheats and boils over. With a flick of my fingers, I calm the flame underneath it. The love of your life. There's not even anybody around to fuck. Marlowe, low, examines the bone shard, testing the sharpness by pressing it against a finger and drawing blood. Oh, look at that, Tanner teases, snorting and startling the six-eyed crow that he keeps as a pet. Lover boy over there pretending like he knows anything at all about casual sex. Marlowe's jaw clenches and violence bubbles in time with the liquid in the cauldron. That's enough. This time, my words are most definitely a command. I use the knife from my belt to slit my palm. No hesitation. No flinching. Holding my hand over the cauldron, I squeeze it into a tight fist, dribbling blood into the mixture. Get over here. This spell won't cast itself. I clean the wound with a cloth and then smear a minty salve across the angry red line as the boys join me around the cauldron. They cut their own palms, add their own blood. We stare at each other in silence, hat brims low, fire crackling in the hearth. I'm not the only one who hates this shit. Tanner's right. If we had a woman as our north,